she told me to remove everything regarding patriotism. And so I immediately knew, no, I'm not going to do that, because that I knew that that was wrong. She's like, oh, I need your speech. I need to see it before it goes on. I'm like, okay, I have it right here. But I did not remove the parts regarding patriotism. And then she's like, you don't understand. You have to remove that part. First, you're not obligated to be speaking about this. She said, you're speaking to fourth through seventh graders. They don't care about patriotism. And then that was like a red flag for me. I'm like, excuse me, I've known about patriotism since kindergarten. I love my country, and that's why I put it in there. And then she's like, you need to come to my office. And I'm like, and at that point, I'm like, yeah. No, I'm going to say my speech. And then if we're going to speak, it's going to be in front of everybody.
So the principal sends an email, and it says, quoting here, at no point did I ask for patriotism to be removed from the speech. I did ask him to remove the political rhetoric from the original speech, which he did, and speak to the duties listed under the responsibilities of the Commissioner of Spirit and Patriotism. They're saying, oh, we never said remove the patriotism part.
Yep, she did say that until we showed all of the evidence that we had, and then they backpedaled on that because they couldn't use